Like, I'm the type of dude, I can't drink and sit there. Like, I might drink one for a nightcap if it's been a long day type shit. But, like, I can't, like, if I'm trying to get drunk, nigga, I need to be out doing something. I need to be at a party. I need to be, like, around people. Like, I can't just be floating around drunk. Like, that shit seems so crackheadish. That shit seems so fucking...
Yeah, nah,
that's addictive behavior.
Right.
But when you got the crib, it's nighttime, you getting ready to go to sleep. Hell yeah, do it. But I don't know, bro. I should just... And I have alcohol at the crib, too. I just ain't been touching it.
Get a new bottle almost every other night.
For real?
Damn.
Almost every other night. Are they getting new, like, 2-3 bottles of wine?
Me and alcohol just don't get along, though.
Y'all tried that Henny Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That one hit different.
Yeah, man.
Hennessy in general is different.
Yeah, Hennessy in general is
different. I like the white.
That's good. I like Hennessy.
The white is mad smooth.
You can tell Hennessy get niggas tearing. Because look at Bruce Lee. This nigga had that shit. He was drinking that shit all back in the day. That's why he was whooping everybody ass. Ooh. Bruce Lee.
Off that Hen Dog.
Off that Hen
Dog. Break a nigga down off that Hen Dog.
Classic white label. You see just the Henny and brown. Yeah, yeah. That nigga was drinking Henny all the time.
I'm faded. Feeling X-rated.
This is the Durag Discussion.
Damn, look, you spazzed out. What the fuck going on?
What's good, everybody? This is Durag Discussions, here with your host Bryce, back with Jay and Terry. Fuck. And we have a new guest. My man is Dre.
What's good? From the Bay.
Not from the Bay. And his first name ain't Matt. You feel me? But, you know, go ahead and introduce yourself. No.
What's up, everybody? My name's Andre. Everybody else call me Dre, you know. Nickname for Andre. Dre.
Short for something.
Shit. You know, Pasadena native. Out to here. Raised.
Yes, sir.
Nothing too much big about me.
Wait. So you're from Pasadena?
Yes, sir.
How you meet this nigga? Jay.
What's the funniest shit ever?
Funniest shit ever. Damn!
You know,
the origin story.
We met at a family function. To keep it a bug, like, he was...
See our cousins?
We got it, yeah. I mean, well...
Really?
Not anymore.
not... Well, the connection wasn't mine. He was already
give
there.
Give us 3 more years, we'd be blood related after that. You know, 5 years, so we related that nigga.
Hey. That's what's up. That's kind of crazy. So it was just like a mutual family type thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I met him through the family I was introduced to, the Benz. So,
hell yeah.
I'm still the new guy.
I hear you. But, you know, if there's any problems with audio.
Jesus. I'm looking at
that. I apologize in advance. We are in the car. Thought we'd get some sunlight and fresh air, I guess.
Yeah.
While we recorded this episode, so.
It ain't back up. Might as well get out a little bit.
Yeah, might as well get out a little bit, do something, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga said shoot a podcast dude.
Yeah, fuck it. We started the podcast in quarantine, so.
A very entertaining one, I might add.
We are up to... This probably ain't a lot in most people's view, but in my head, this is a win. We are up to about, like, 100-something listens.
Damn. I thought you was about to say, like, 15.
Nah, we up to 100-something, bro.
That's
actually not bad. I feel like I didn't expect it. I mean, No, I didn't expect it to get that many, honestly, this soon. I thought we'd be working a lot harder to get people to listen, but seems like we got a consistent.
Who you think listening? Some random ass niggas?
So hold on.
Yeah, I would be a random ass nigga to get on it.
Yeah.
All right, me. Besides us, because in that case, I'm a random ass nigga too.
I'm not a random ass nigga because I created it. But I listen to every episode after it's edited, just cause. Beast mode. But so we have 120 plays all together. The last two that we did together, the last one was 25, and the one before that was 15. Put it in reverse, Terry was 15.
Funny as shit, bro. It's
Get Stimulized was has 25, and that's the most recent one, and that's the second most. So that's a good sign, right?
Yes, sir.
And because it probably is just because it just got put back on Apple Podcasts. I got it onto that platform, so it's available there now. If you haven't seen that yet, 2% of our listeners are 0 to 17. Another 2% are 18 to 22. I don't even want to know who those people could possibly be. We are trashing the youth.
You ain't supposed to be listening to this shit, by the way.
Right. What the fuck? How do you even know what a podcast is?
But shit, since y'all are, 20. Y'all go get my mixtape real quick.
Hey, find your plug in.
T-Guap.
T-Guap, get buddy.
We're plugging ourselves in. I just
want to
let y'all know.
Oh yeah, plug your project that
yes,
you just.
Yes sir. Yes sir. Thank you. So Jay here, speaking to everybody who listening. I just want to let y'all know, on my birthday this year, I dropped what I would like to think was months of hard work, and a lot of people was fucking with it. The first week I got 1,000 streams organically.
Damn. Good. Okay.
No promo, and then the second week I got 500. So. Help me get that. It's titled Letting Go, the EP, under J. Diedrick, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, title, whatever.
That's lit.
So thank y'all.
1,500, huh? That's dope, bro. Congrats on that. I listened to it, bro. I actually really fuck with that shit. I'm not even gonna cap,
wait,
bro.
The latest one?
Yours, yes.
Thank you.
This shit is vibes, bro. I'm not even, bro. I'm not even capping, bro. Like, I'm not the type of nigga to gas niggas up just cause. Like, whenever I give props, nigga, it's real. And I saw when you dropped it and you put it on Instagram. I was like, okay, let me go check this shit out. I sat there on my patio and listened to it. I was like, damn, this shit dope. Okay. That shit vibes, bro. That shit vibes.
I remember you sent me a couple weeks, not maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Hey, bro, don't even go there.
No, I just gotta let them know since it's all. I might as well just put it out there. So, in case y'all don't know, our gracious host texted me not too long ago, and he sent me him rapping, or it was a hook, but it was really catchy, and I was like, bro, I could really do something with this. You'd be surprised. I take people who don't think that they got something with their voice, and I make their voice into something, right? And I, you know, in the
that goes through.
And it's not because it's magic or whatever. It's just everybody's really self-critical. So usually when you give your stuff to somebody else, they aren't as harsh on you.
I guess that's kind of what I had in mind. Like I thought of this shit, and I'm in the car. I had an hour drive. So, you know, I had the time.
I had the time to think.
I don't know how I got to that. And I turned off, for whatever reason, I don't do shit like this. This shit was weird as fuck. This shit was weird as fuck. I turned off my music. I must have been feeling the song I listened to or whatever. Because I was like, nigga, I could do this. I was like, I'm finna make a hook. And I must have thought of the first part already. And then I turned off the music to concentrate better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started really playing it. And I was like, okay. And I put this part together, put that part together. I was like, okay.
Man, play it right now.
I'm going to send it to Jay. And I know, like, maybe he'll do something with it, or he'll do it with his own voice and it'll be tighter. Like, that type of shit.
Mm-mm.
Nigga, I'm chill, bro.
The originator is always better.
Man, play that shit.
Because the original.
No, man, I'm not playing that shit, bro. I'm not playing that shit, bro.
And it, well, if I took from you too, it would take away from like what I'm trying to do, which is like, I can't put, if I got somewhere with it, my name wouldn't be put with a certain crowd because I took somebody's stuff, or, you know, because I'll feel just, some type of way about it.
So all you like, gotta do is just put the little snippet at the beginning and just put a feature in brunch. Just like how Lil Wayne put feature in his mama, or Jay-Z put feature in his mama.
Yeah, okay, but
she just was talking. She wasn't rapping, but nigga, she on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I know those hit tracks too. Fire albums, nigga.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll take it. Man, make me famous, bro.
Make me famous.
Put me on the map.
But, I mean, it's a fun process. The only thing that's not fun about it for me is trying to figure out how to give it that vibe that you described so eloquently.
No,
it's basically just like
really fucked with it.
Because I'm like, I have to make it appealing for men and women. And that's really difficult to do because
I think it's all in the melody. Yeah. Like, I know I'm drawing the shit that's like, chill, calm. What you fucking laughing at, nigga? Fuck it, I'm gonna shut the fuck up, man. Nah, fuck these niggas, man.
I just thought of something when you
fuck
said
these
that.
Niggas, man. What, nigga?
That R&B song that was playing, I was like, damn, that's how you feel,
nigga? Wait, what?
It was like right before we linked up with y'all niggas. We got and this R&B song come on. I'm like, what's this nigga listening to?
Oh, damn.
I mean, a lot of time went into it, and if any of y'all ever want to pull up and just say something on it, man, like, because the more the better. And my thing is like, you'd be surprised when people are equally as excited about it, the amount of ideas you can just pull up out of, like, fucking thin air.
Yeah.
Like, the British girl at the end, right? We followed each other on accident via Instagram through, like, a promotion I ran, like, a couple years back. And I listened to her shit and I really liked what she did. And I was like, yo, would you mind dropping me some vocals if I sent you something that I'm working on? Keep in mind, this is a year and a half ago. So I've been sitting on this project for 2 years. I know, right?
Damn.
Four tracks, 2 years. And
hey, no disrespect, I can't stand the artists like you.
What? Oh, the ones that take forever to
drop. What if he is my favorite artist, man?
Hey, you over here, starting this whole time. We gotta listen to old shit.
Yeah, like, I'm good. I gotta listen to some random niggas now, because I gotta find new niggas to listen to.
Well, here's the okay, so what most people don't know about indie artists, just like you're an indie podcaster, if you don't have the backing, right, to be able to do this shit as if it were a 9-to-5, it's different because if you have a 9-to-5 or a 9-to-6, or if you work the 12-hour shift, and you get home, you gotta eat, do homework, take care of your family, whatever you got going on, and then you gotta try and squeeze like an hour to mix it, and then you go through self doubt the first 45 minutes, and then the last 15, you're like, all right, I think I got this mix. Then I can work it till tomorrow. So it's like, it's a get, and I think in order to deliver somebody something that's from the heart that doesn't really sound very. Because you can tell when a project sounds rushed and when somebody, like, took their time.
Facts.
And I think even if, like, I was whoever's favorite artist.
But I don't know. Some niggas can rush a project and the shit come out kind of quality,
bro. That's a team. That's when you have a production team.
That's
right. If you're a one-man show where you make the beat yourself, record it, mix it, master it.
It makes sense.
It takes time.
Do you ever just sit there and go the route where it's just like, I'm going to just start making shit and leave it there in the vault and just come back to it later? And just like, cause I know like there's some rappers just say they have beats or, you know, shit written and shit that they just don't even touch.
Yes, that I do. I have an album written, pre-written. I just haven't recorded it yet. That's sitting in the vault.
Okay.
And then I have two songs in the chamber ready to go for this December. Cause I was reading somewhere along the way, like, if you want, like, say you have eyes looking on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, which they always are. And they're like, what's that next? I need one more from you. Just one more. So they always say to have two or three in the chamber ready to go aside from. That's why right before most body, like Schoolboy Q, they'll record like 50 tracks but only put 15 on the album. It sounds stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll record a shit ton but like only, and you know, based on how.
But that's because, you know, that's them trying to
It's like, what's the vibe I'm trying to put out right
now? But no, that's the thing. You see how they doing it? That's what I keep putting out.
Uploaded.
If you want to, because you could drop a whole, you know, 50 bucks. If you do 50, you can always take 10 from there and just do those, and then save the rest for another one. And put two new ones. You know, it's all about how you manage the game.
I can't stand this nigga.
Tear.
Oh my god, my stomach hurt.
No, we wasn't laughing at you. This nigga, bro, you some fool.
That's why we can't be together nowhere, bro. We can't go nowhere together, bro, because we don't know how to act.
I want y'all audience members to know these niggas had a private moment in the front. And I don't know what it is.
It's our joke.
But it was. But whenever we get a chance to, man, I would love to get as many. And you get compensated for it as well. I do believe that good practices, no matter how insignificant the sample is, you're supposed to pay the person at least $100. Even if you might not even make $100 off the project. You know what I'm saying? And it builds. They're like, oh, so then they might start taking it seriously. Then you end up blowing up for real. And then they're like, dude, I really want to give you a verse. And then you end up making 10 bands real quick. So it's a gamble.
They pay him $100 out of courtesy or like?
Out of courtesy, yeah. Yeah. Little Baby was talking about he used to write verses for Gunna for $100 or hooks for him. This is before he blew up. He would be in the studio with him and he would write hooks for Gunna. Gunna would give him, like, slot him $100 every time. And then at some point,
who said that?
Baby, I think it was. One of them niggas in the interview, I'm pretty sure it was Lil Baby. And he said, yeah, I'll just be writing them hooks and shit in the studio. And I'm like, all right,
cool. You want that?
But I just thought about that too. Like, the hook is gold. And the hook is the main part of the song.
That's always my favorite part of the song. Yeah. Unless you just like Wheezy or some shit. And I'm like, yeah, this nigga's about to snap on this verse.
That nigga really do snap.
Let's go with the COVID update real quick. It's necessary. We haven't touched on it in a cool minute. So in a week in LA, there was 1,300 new cases. That was the most, like, that was the highest spike.
Like last
in
week?
A week. It might have been last week.
Just
was
recently.
It last week
just
or the week? It was last week or the week before that. Alright. 42 deaths in one day, which was the most in LA. And now they're going to reopen a week later and move on to stage two, they call it. So,
what's stage two? Like, what's in store for stage two? Like, what does that do?
So, stage two, I guess, is like retail can open. So, like, clothing stores.
What the fuck else? Parks and stuff, too? Or?
Parks. Like,
only 4 beaches opened up, I believe, are going to open up.
Yeah, beaches. It says later on, like, schools will open up, but I'm like, well, school about to be out. So.
For what?
Yeah, exactly.
Summer school.
Summer
it's
school. You going to be doing anything different? Yeah. Shit. I mean, we could go get clothes now. I mean, I've been online shopping, so.
Shit.
Do y'all think people's inability to stay away from, like, the places that they love is what's gonna make this shit way worse? Like, what's gonna cause that respike in November, like Dre was talking about? Or, like,
it could, but I don't even be going.
I don't see how any of this shit is working, bro.
Only thing that really,
I think it helps a little bit.
Is the done? Heat, but it's like, we're gonna get cold again, anyways. Right now is the best time. Like, honestly,
kill it now.
It's crazy to say. Well, you can't really kill it because it's gonna keep mutating. That's the thing about it. Yeah. That's why it's so dangerous, and that's why they say this flu. I'm like,
yeah.
I see these numbers because I'm not gonna say I was a history major, but I've watched a lot of history stuff on YouTube, so you know I ain't nowhere close to that shit. That shit is crazy because we went through a couple like plagues and shit, so it's like how we're treating this. We're being way more cautious than what they were, but we able to stop it better than they could. They didn't have shit. Niggas is out there.
Nigga, even Obama said the government has handled this shit
terribly.
He said it's been a disaster. I'm like, damn. Obama ain't never negative, nigga.
Not to throw shade at our current
that
president.
That nigga is never negative.
He an easy target. I'm going to just keep it a buck. Trump is an easy target, man. He does it to himself.
Right.
I know. Did y'all see how the numbers jumped? Like, the number of deaths in the U.S. as of last week. No. As of Monday was 64,000 and some change, right? The number of deaths as of last night, when we were checked on it again, was 78,000. So that tells me that...
It wasn't that much of a jump as before.
Yeah.
It's still a big number, but compared to where it was or what it could be.
I get that. But don't y'all... And I don't know if y'all heard about them saying that, like, to report, like, normal deaths as caused by COVID instead of just saying...
Yeah, like, I've heard that, too.
Day. So I don't know what y'all think of that. Like,
I heard they're doing it, like, no with, like, car crashes and shit.
Yeah, but, like, any types of deaths, just, like, put it as COVID.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's why I don't understand.
And who handles that? Like, who does those numbers?
That's what I was saying.
Is there, like, a death statistic, motherfucker? Like...
Most likely. The thing about what I was
death
saying...
Death data.
And here she... That's one thing about... Because back in the same time, shit was getting written down.
Right.
That's why we have something called history and then prehistory. And that's like the prehistory age shit that like the Egyptian gods, Roman gods, Greek gods, all them gods was prehistory time. Because not too many people was writing that shit down. You feel me? Now, since we actually started marking it down as time and days, it's considered to be time. That's one thing I was looking at, like...
Time. Hey, we don't even know where to start. Fuck.
And I also heard we are like, I don't know if any of y'all collect a disability or not. Not goddamn. Why I keep on saying disability?
Unemployment.
I was gonna say, I was like, I didn't know if.
Nah, bro. Cause so my situation is different. So the first question they ask you when you do your unemployment for California is, have you worked in another state? In the past 18 months, I worked in Colorado.
Oh.
7 months ago, 8 months ago, right? So, that was the problem for me. So I had to file one. I had to file a form, a special form just for that.
Okay.
And I had to fax it in because they're not answering the phone right now. Nope. You can't get through. I'm not about to go to the office. I don't even know if it's open. So I was like, I'm going to just fax it and get straight to them. Like, that's probably the best offer. It was either that or mail. And I was like, no, I'm not sending that shit through the mail. I won't get it until fucking December.
It's going to be a million.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
6 million good. Americans filed for unemployment.
Like, that puts us in depression status.
Right when COVID hit. I'm like,
and then now it's 22.
Yep, I'm one.
24?
Damn.
Still going up. I don't know what it is now.
Honestly, because it's like people, that's the thing, certain jobs, some people, you might as well do it because a lot of people were cutting hours. That's the thing. Because I don't know how y'all been out, but I went over to Best Buy. They still business, but how they do it,
really?
They all on the app and get what you want, and then they send somebody out with it while they
just. Best Buy been open?
Best Buy been open.
Oh, yeah. I grabbed a solid state.
Oh, they're only doing curbside pickup, though.
Yes, sir.
That's smart. That's what a lot of places should
just
do. A lot
of places are doing that, though.
But, yeah, that's what it started doing.
The Target's not doing that. Target's not doing curbside. And they should, because like, so many women going to Walmarts and shit, and they ain't doing that. But they're doing that for electronic storage.
A lot of people getting, like, left on the back burner on this. And I know they can't get to everybody, but, I mean, shit.
If they have to give unemployment to, like, say half of America goes on unemployment, right? I'm pretty sure that...
Basically, it has.
Yeah, that has to be depressed. Like, we have to be in a Great Depression at that point. Like, right? Like, because they're already saying we're hitting...
I'm trying to think, like, how's it going to be when we come back? That's... Like, do they just...
How do we bounce back from this?
Right.
We got, the last one was in 2008.
I heard the rich people are getting hit the hardest, though. That's tight.
How? Or why?
I don't know. I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline.
I want to say the thing about rich people, like, you know, they keep their money. They just, you know, they started doing, like, giveaways and charities and stuff.
Money back.
Yeah. As long as you put, it's like, you have to put money, you know that one saying, you have to spend money, make money.
Yeah.
I'm like, I never really knew until I started seeing that, so it makes sense.
There That's how they make up for all those taxes that they gotta pay.
Yeah.
Young Thug was doing an interview with Big Boy Radio, and he was doing it via Zoom. And he was asking him, I was like, so say this COVID thing gets drawn out till July. How much money are you losing out on? And he was like, well, he was like, say I spend $1 million during COVID, or $2, $3, $4 million.
I'm going in debt.
He was like, I'm basically like out of that. He was like, because I could be making right now from touring up to $5 million up until July. So I'm missing out on $5 million. So if I spend it, I don't get that back, or not that fast. You know what I mean? And he was like, think about how many people are going to want to go to shows with that fear in the back of their head, or is everybody going to be masked up? You know what I'm saying? Masked up, gloved up. So
I thought about that too.
And that's why they were saying that it was such a, it might be a bad second wave. Because all the people that's inside are the ones that stay inside. And once they actually do come out, they might get hit with it.
They're going to be so susceptible to everything.
But it's like, you got to be out to get used to it.
Build that immune system up.
All right, so who has seen the MJ, the last dance?
Me.
No?
Not yet. And this sucks because I'm like...
Because I'm
like
trying to watch it.
Bro, I'm loving this shit, bro.
So it's a series. It's not a one-off. Okay.
It's a series. There's 6 episodes right now. They come out 2 at a time.
Oh, shit, man. Like the R. Kelly shit.
Do not compare it to that. That is not what it is like.
I wasn't comparing them.
Since we're talking about releases and shit, I'm just keeping that.
So nobody seen it?
Hell no.
Damn, bro. Just download the ESPN app. You can watch it for free, I'm pretty sure.
So I did want to speak on one part I saw circulating around social media a lot. And it was the part about Scottie Pippen taking the amount of money that he did.
7 years.
Yeah.
$17 million.
Why? Did he say why? Or was like, did he just leave it up to speculation?
Okay, so first of all, he lives in a house. He grew up in a house where his brother, I think, and his dad both were in wheelchairs. One had a disability. One got injured, I'm pretty sure. So he was taking care of his family. So he took the first... I'm pretty sure I don't quite remember why he took the deal, but...
Yeah. You don't know why?
I don't know
like
why.
Like, you said $2 million,
why? He did say that shit!
$17 million. I'm like, honestly, it's like, for some of these...
But you're getting taxed on that.
If you smart about your stuff...
You're getting taxed on it, and that's 7 years.
Yeah, honestly, man. I don't know what he's like, dude. So I can't really speak on it. I just heard 17 miles, so I'm like, you never know. What was this particular deal?
So, think about what do you get taxed on a $17 million contract?
30%. Where is
he? He was in Chicago.
Chicago?
It might not have been 30% at the time.
It was wherever he was living.
A little bit cheaper back then.
Wherever he was living.
So, $17 million, let's say.
Do like 30.
35?
No, 30?
California's the highest.
Cali's like
40,
so.
Oh, okay. He's getting $5 million taken out. $5.1 million. $5.1 million out of the 17. He's down to $11.9 million. Then, you divide that by 7 years, you got 1.7 a year.
Endorsements. Like all that, bro. He making bank.
That's the thing. So
but he's paying for 2 medical bills for 2 people, rent, 2 medical bills, probably 2 mortgages, or he bought 2 houses, one for his family, one for him. He built a whole new house, actually. But yeah, there's a lot of shit to pay for. You know what I'm saying?
But the stuff wasn't expensive back then either.
That's
a $1 million like 20 years ago.
1.7?
1.7. That's two. Basically two take home.
He has kids of his own.
And that's the thing.
That's a lot of money still, bro.
But
like,
you know, he's being smart still. Because I'm going to say, if everybody gets that amount of money, you're going to be like, can spend a lot of money, but then, like, I can spend a lot of money to into stuff where I can make more money back. So I might as well do that and still
but
spend
you're lit. Money. Yeah. But think about, you are next to Michael Jordan every day, who's making dumb millions. And he's gambling all the time. He got dumb bread. He's like, let's go here, let's go there. They're best friends.
True, yeah. So he was.
That's rough.
But, you know, if he is doing that, he most likely going to be like, oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me go ahead and, for certain, well, who knows.
But Michael Jordan was an asshole. That's one thing I noticed.
So, okay, so he didn't get much money, but he's forever remembered next to greatness to the end of his day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
he still made bank for sure.
Yeah.
He got traded and probably got a way better deal.
He probably still making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. He still making money for being anything, you know, being in space. He gets still money for all that.
That's facts.
All that research.
But, the thing I knew, or the thing I noticed was, first of all, everybody saw him. I see him as an asshole after seeing all the episodes so far.
Who, MJ?
Yes, bro. He is a dick, bro. He's a dickhead. Like, he's really doing some, like, he wasn't doing a jank shit, but, like, he was really an asshole.
Like, Jordan now or Jordan, like,
when he first got there, he was cool. He was an innocent kid. Then he started, like, winning championships.
When he got the name.
And then he was, like, nigga, motherfuckers. He was, bruh. He treated the GM so terrible. The GM was an asshole too, and like, he was fucking shit up. But like, he would be, he asked him, "Hey, are those your short pills or your diet pills?"
Told me to just die. Walked off.
Jordan,
commissioner.
What did you say to him?
He said, "Are those your short pills or your diet pills?"
To the GM.
And then one time he was walking down and. He was like, "Jerry, you gonna shoot layups with us? You gonna get in layup lines?" He's like, "Yep." He's like, "We gonna have to lower the rim." With a straight face, though. He not laughing. He not smiling. He said, "We gotta lower the rim then." Like, damn. Just going for his head at any point.
He has some deep marital issues, too. So, maybe he was like probably unhappy in his personal life, but a beast on the court.
They haven't really got to his wife or nothing yet, so.
I know her name is Juanita.
Juanita. Juanita Jordan. She sounds like she could be a hard-ass WNBA player.
God, Juana man.
Juana man.
And he got three kids. All of them have aspired to be nearly like what he was.
Juanita man. Juanita, man. Oh, dude. But yeah, watching it, being a big Kobe fan, I noticed that like they're the same person, bro. The way they walk, the way they act, like everything, they're the same person, bro. Cause I never got to watch a full Jordan game. You know what I'm saying? Live. Like, I've never been able to see him actually play a full game. And I actually went back and watched the All-Star game. Kobe's first and Jordan's last. It was dope. That shit. And Mike is nice. That fool's nice. He's ridiculous.
For real?
Bro, he's so smooth.
Do you think he would have been nice by the day standards?
Hey, and so that makes me put it. You know what? Yeah, we about to go here. We about to go deep.
Oh, shit.
We finna start some shit.
This is important. The people need
to... Watching him go through his highlights through the documentary and watching the full games of him playing. Bruh, LeBron is not even in the conversation with Michael Jordan, bro. He can't do the same things, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Can't get the same numbers or can't.
He can't do the same things athletically, like movement wise. He's not. No, he's not, bro.
I don't know. He's just.
Michael Jordan, somebody steps in front of Michael Jordan, they're like, he can do anything right now. You feel me? He could do anything. He could pull up. He could triple threat me, take me baseline. He could put me on his back.
So he really was as good.
Fade away.
Okay, all right.
Same thing, but that's how I feel about Kobe also. Kobe was just slower and didn't have as much bounce as Michael Jordan.
Kobe was slower.
Yes.
I thought they said Kobe was faster.
No. No, no, no. You know how Kobe moves with like that?
Snake-like mama.
Exactly. Mike is straight up. Mike is straight up like... I'm trying to think who to compare this nigga to, bro. It's like, oh my God, bro. But it's like so loose. It's so like smooth. It's silky. But it's so aggressive at the same time. It's like, bro, it's the most terrifying thing ever. From the defensive standpoint, it's the most terrifying thing ever. And I look at it and I'm like, bro, LeBron, no. You can't look at this nigga and be like, when niggas can step up and guard LeBron and be like, okay, I can cut off. I can try to cut off the lane, have somebody come and help me. And he might make the jump shot, he might miss it. Type shit, right?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's not the case with Michael Jordan, bro. Like not at all. I'm talking about he's jumping up to shoot a jump shot, somebody puts their hand in the way. He's still in the air, readjusts his hands and arms around the arm that's trying to block it. Shoots it, puts it straight in, all net. I'm not even talking about bank shot, none of that.
This is true. He did have that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what, yeah.
I don't even watch basketball.
He's not in the same, bro, I'm telling you, bro. It might just be because I'm excited about this documentary. But, nigga, I'm telling you, this nigga was different.
Yeah, I gotta admit, though, like,
LeBron is not doing the same thing.
No, he might not be doing the same thing, but what LeBron is currently doing in this era is basically what Jordan was doing back then. Right? Like
no.
No.
I'm gonna say this.
I know he was really good. I know him, but LeBron he got to get his respect too, man.
He got his respect. He's a great player. He's a great player. But he is not in the question for the greatest.
Are we going off six rings or just literally what you saw?
He's not even in the question for top two in my book, but that's my opinion.
Wait. Like, is it skills or numbers? Like, what is it?
I'm talking about straight up dog to dog, nigga. If I step in front of you and I gotta guard you, nigga, are you gonna win or am I thinking I might win this motherfucker?
But Jordan played in the league 16 years. He still lost. He just the runs that he went on, he won.
I feel like that.
When LeBron gets a good run going, and you got to think too. I also think about this. LeBron's never had anything of a Scottie Pippen equivalent besides maybe Dwayne Wade, and that's when he won. What? And you take that away, yeah, man. Dwayne Wade's like number three shooting guard all time.
On the Cavs when he first got there, he had a squad.
No,
bro.
He didn't. Don't put Mo and them boys in. No. He had Ilgauskas. No.
You telling me.
Won't take that one. Not that one.
He didn't have a good supporting cast?
No. Not in my personal opinion. This is.
Ilgauskas wasn't there the first year, was he? When I'm talking about Eric Snow.
Yeah, they wouldn't name a standout aside from LeBron on the team. Standout. Like all star material standout.
All-star material
that played with LeBron.
Yeah, and then after, and then from
Kyrie.
There, no. Kyrie. We're talking about like first LeBron, 2003 to 2000. When did he leave? 2010.
What year did he get drafted?
2003. Him, Wade, Melo, that one white nigga who.
Cleveland Cavaliers 2003 roster.
There were 21 players on the Cavaliers in 2003. You can also ask me about a specific player.
Oh, gosh, bro. She's useless, bro.
But look up the roster. Okay. And I would really like to know, and I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening right now, too, would love to know, who else was a standout on that team? For the whole...
Carlos Boozer. He was hot then.
Before he went to the Bulls?
Uh-huh.
Before he went to... Yeah, I didn't even hear about Carlos until
he got next to Derrick Rose.
I didn't know who the fuck this nigga was.
Carlos,
I'm gonna find somebody.
Carlos Boozer. Fuck, I forgot about that nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Not a standout. He was good though.
Jason Capono was the best shooting three.
Really best shooting three.
Darius Miles.
Darius was all right, man. What was these niggas and figures, man? Like, why they was there? Because, you know, they got, like, lifetime stats on the team.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But that's what I'm saying. Nobody else was an all-star.
You're right.
It wasn't until he got to Kyrie Irving.
True.
Or Kyrie got to him. That's what LeBron... But...
Well, Kyrie did.
But, like...
But why didn't anybody want to come over and come to him?
Well, I think it was, like, the same reason why Kyrie left. That whole getting sucked into the LeBron bubble where when he's around, he just, like, takes up all the attention. And Kyrie is like,
bro,
I'm a
nigga's
star.
Trying to win championships, bro. It's going
yeah,
win,
but
bro.
Kyrie got yeah. ego. He young because Kyrie is nice. They really low-key won because of him.
Scotty went to fucking you know Chicago, stayed in Chicago for $17 million for 7 years, bro. Well, niggas is making $30 and $50 million a year, nigga. Niggas is trying to win shit.
If y'all want to put money on Kyrie and KD winning a championship, I'm down to do it because I know they can.
Back then, it's different from now, too.
Yeah, I was like, that's how. And you got to think, they let a lot more fouls go back in the day. Right? So it's like.
It was Kobe's child, nigga. That's why.
But LeBron still gets hacked like a motherfucker.
LeBron's strong as shit, nigga. Yeah, that's why he got muscles, nigga. He alright. He want to run into niggas, that's what the fuck you get.
He's two spots away from him. He beat Michael Jordan, all-time scorer.
You can't run at niggas throwing shoulders and then get mad when somebody want to throw him back. That's how the shit go. You want to be a buff nigga? All right, dude. Either use it to your advantage or stay outside and shoot threes.
So, how do y'all feel like COVID's going to affect the NFL season?
I feel like there might not be.
I feel like people ain't gonna give a fuck, to be honest.
At all. Honestly, especially because the Rams are in their new stadium. The Raiders are in Vegas. Like, it's a season you have to watch. And so many of these that just got drafted are, like, top of the. Like, everybody wants to see what they're gonna do. Just like every year, so. And there's been a lot of trades and shit, so I feel like.
Did y'all watch the draft?
I did. I watched like the first.
It was virtual, right?
Like, yeah. First like 30 picks.
Yeah, same.
And then I just check in after that. But I was mad because some of these niggas is really on there like sitting there not even jumping up, not even hugging nobody. Yeah. They just sitting there like this. Well, you're a fucking weirdo. Like, enjoy this shit. Like,
dude, it's like, dude.
You can't be that cool, bro. Like,
if you're at home with family, dude, then.
Right, you're at home. Like, with your people's greatest moment of your life so far.
Like,
why are you losing your mind, my nigga?
It is understandable. You know, the drive, you do want to go to the actual place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's understandable.
That's yeah, it's
like experience. That's the dream right there, to get like your jersey on stage with the commissioner. You feel me?
Yeah.
With the new era cap. You know what I'm
that's like that's part of the NFL.
I can understand that.
Can I hit the Tekashi bit?
Oh yeah.
So early for our listeners earlier, right before we started recording, Terry or Bryce brought up Tekashi. Because somebody was looking at a video of his big-ass pendant. And my take on it to the fellas right here is, I think he's going to get a bigger contract than the one he previously got. Because
I don't give a fuck about none of that. Is he going to live?
Yeah. That's part of it. That becomes a part of the
show. Is his health okay?
That becomes a part of the show now. Is he going to make it to tomorrow? So now it's like, nigga, we're going to pay you $30 million because... 20 million people gonna come to
but
your show.
But can he take that shit with
die.
Him? Is that gonna fit in the casket? Nope. All that big ass jewelry?
Oh, did y'all see the new music video he dropped?
No. I did. I actually. I hate myself for saying this, but I actually was bobbing my head to the shit.
It was catchy.
I was
catchy.
Like, okay.
Because one of my other brother in laws was bumping that. It was catchy. Y'all mad. You mad?
Right when you start talking shit though, I was like, nah, fuck you, my nigga. See, I was about to fuck with you, and then you had to talk shit. Why can't you just enjoy being out? Why can't niggas just be quiet?
Because that's how he was making money in the first place, running his fucking mouth.
This motherfucker could have dyed his hair motherfucking blonde and chopped it off and motherfucking did classical music or rock music, and niggas still would have been on his shit.
That's the same dude.
Come on now. Same dude. It don't matter what the fuck he does. He free. Everybody trying to figure out what he gonna do next.
Okay, so I have an interesting question about, do y'all think anybody gonna want to work with him? That, like, not maybe talk, like, the artists that haven't said anything about him, Stitch, do y'all think they gonna work with him?
You're gonna get money.
Some
people gonna work with him, but I'm like,
Tory Lanez said he worked with him.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
Tory Lanez would get shot too.
So at this point in the recording, since we were recording at the park, you know, in a public place, we were rolled up on, or a police officer pulled up into the parking lot and pulled out, and this was our reaction. So I thought it was pretty funny. I wasn't gonna put it on the episode at first, but I just said fuck it. So enjoy.
Damn. What do I do? Throw that shit out.
Just act normal. They don't really care. At the most, he's probably gonna be like, oh, like, say something out. Like, I'm smoking a black amount. Alright, listeners, I just want y'all to let y'all know, since we're doing this podcast in the park, the boys just pulled up and Damn. Everybody asshole puckered up a little bit.
I'm shaking, nigga.
Yeah, I had a flashback. I'm shaking. But they about to leave, and I always think it's like,
ooh, man, they moving slow, though.
He cool. He doing whatever he doing. Mm-mm. It ain't the end of the
bro,
month.
Bro, fuck with them boys, nigga.
Oh, did y'all know they don't care about arresting people highly until it's like the end of the month for them to make quota?
Don't give a fuck about none of that, nigga. You see how quick I threw the keys in the back, boy?
Yeah, I was like football toss.
Goofy ass niggas. Oh, nigga, hold on. Woo! I don't play that shit. I don't like that shit. Now,
shit, gotta go find it. Fuck.
You got the keys. Did I hit one of y'all niggas in the face or nothing?
Nah, it's just who threw the cup back here? So far.
I did.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow. I said get rid of every trace.
I thought you put the blunt in here.
No, the blunt was in there.
I was like, what?
This nigga like, throw it.
But yeah, I'm not doing it, bro. No way. Ooh, thank you, Lord. All right, go get the glove, man.
Nigga,
where you throwing?
Nigga, over here, nigga.
You gotta show me where, nigga.
Where you put it, Terry?
Nigga, I didn't put it nowhere.
Where you put it?
Nigga, I threw that shit. Like you told me.
I tossed that shit.
I said, throw it, nigga.
I was like, I don't think he would have seen the thing.
Honestly, I don't think he would have been dripping. But.
Oh, shit, nigga. Damn, gotta let my damn blood pressure slow fucking lower. Fuck. I need a minute. God damn.
Ooh. What were we talking about?
Tekashi.
Right. So nobody gives a fuck what he's doing as far as in the car, but I do think it's interesting, and I'm going to personally keep out to see what happens to him. Not that I'm like,
I hear that. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely tuned in. I'm tapped in.
I'm tapped in for sure. That's pure entertainment. Like,
that's probably why you're doing numbers.
What do they call it? Must-see TV?
Must-see TV, for sure. That nigga. I just want him to dye his hair a different color.
He got the same shit, right?
Yes, bro. Like, or he just did it permanently yellow, bro.
That's a trademark.
Shit goofy. Silly ass.
Yeah, but,
shit.
This is the Durag Discussion.
What's going on?